Skagway officials confirm the municipality's first case of COVID-19, and the Haynesboro Public Library is nominated for a national award. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Those stories and more are up next. Officials in Skagway are asking residents to hunker down following the community's first confirmed case of COVID-19, reported on Wednesday. The town of less than 1,000 people has been extra vigilant in keeping the coronavirus out in anticipation of the return of cruise ships next year. With more than 10,000 cases of COVID-19 among Alaska residents, Skagway is one of the last boroughs to report a case. Borough Manager Brad Ryan says Skagway's Emergency Operations Center takes the development very seriously. Residents are asked to shelter in place until contact tracing is complete.
Well, the obvious concern is we're a very small, tight-knit community, so we have a lot of contact with each other. So the first concern is, you know, limiting that contact for a short amount of time so that we don't spread it throughout the entire town.
Ryan says that means limiting activity, travel, and business functions to only the most basic and essential needs.
We've sent all our staff home, or not all of our staff, but most of our staff home. We've issued a shelter in place for the community. We're contacting businesses now to limit access to the public. School has just let out.
The school district sent students home early on Wednesday. The superintendent confirmed there will be no school Thursday while the district evaluates emerging information from the state's health department. So far, all that is known is the case was identified after a resident was tested at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. State public health nurses are conducting contact tracing to try to pinpoint the origin of the virus. Skagway has been extra vigilant because of its size. Much of its economy is riding on the cruise ships returning next year. The borough is using its federal pandemic relief to pay $1,000 monthly to each man, woman, and child in the borough to keep residents from leaving. But barring another pandemic relief bill passing Congress, it's unlikely for that to continue in 2021. Anyone who has come into contact with the infected person is being asked to self-quarantine for 14 days and undergo two tests before going out in public or mixing with others. The typical incubation period for the virus is between 2 and 14 days. The Haynesboro Public Library is in the running for a prestigious award. KHNS's Henry Leisha has more.
Senator Lisa Murkowski nominated the Haynesboro Public Library for the National Medal for Museum and Library Service. Library Director Carolyn Goolsby says she received the news in an email earlier this month.
It's the country's highest honor for libraries and museums.
The award recognizes libraries that foster a passion for learning, provide access to information and digital resources, and provide a trusted space for community engagement. Goolsby says the Haynes Library is exemplary in these areas.
I think the library is different from other small libraries I've worked with. We kind of punch above our weight. We do programs and services that a lot of smaller libraries just don't because they lack the expertise on staff or they think that their community won't be interested in. We look at the needs and the desires of the community and provide what we believe will be helpful to that.
She says that educational programs about foraging and survival skills reflect the community's values and the library's technological resources keep users connected. The library has been nominated for the National Medal for Museum and Library Service in the past. It was a finalist in 2015 and 2016. Goolsby says three libraries are selected for the award from the finalists.
What they want to know is, you know, is the library a necessary and beloved and essential part of your community?
The library will put together a packet of materials for judges to review, including things like testimonials from users. Those who wish to provide feedback about how the library has impacted their life can contact Goolsby by email at director@haineslibrary.org. The award winners will be announced in the spring. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium will offer flu vaccines free of charge to Haynes and Klukwan residents this October. KHNS's Henry Leisha has the details.
Serge Haynes Health Center Director Stephanie Pattison says she always encourages people to get a flu vaccine, but it is particularly important this year.
We're really encouraging everyone to get a flu shot just to hopefully reduce the risk of becoming ill, especially with COVID in our midst. You know, it would be, we'd hate for somebody to get a double whammy, get the flu and COVID, and that would really be detrimental to their health.
The flu shots will be available during 3 drive-through clinics later this month. Staff will administer the vaccines in the parking lots of the health clinics in Haynes and Clukwan. Pattison says staff prefer people to get immunized this way in order to reduce the risk of exposure to COVID-19.
Through a drive-through fashion, you're able to do it efficiently with the least amount of contact, and you're also able to immunize a large number of people in a short amount of time.
Previously, the Haynesboro Emergency Operations Center said they would be assisting in the distribution of flu vaccines. The state had indicated the flu shot distribution would be practice for a COVID-19 vaccine. In a report to the Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday, EOC Incident Commander Carol Ann Wooten said that was no longer the case.
We are being told that the COVID vaccine will be dispersed through the normal channels, which means it will come through search, will come through the clinics, doctor's offices, et cetera, and will not necessarily be incumbent upon the EOCs to get that out.
There is still no vaccine available for COVID-19. Clinical trials are underway, but it's unclear when a vaccine would be available to the public. Free flu vaccines will be available next week at the Haynes Clinic lower parking lot on October 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. They will be on offer at the Clukwan Clinic parking lot on October 27th from 9 a.m. to noon, and at the Haynes School for students and their families on October 28th from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
And that's all for your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strumpel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.